Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
It's time on the radio where we listen to Bill Blevins from Blevins Franks. How are we doing today, Bill?
Hello, Howard. I'm fine, thank you. I hope you are too.
Yeah, can't complain. Now, let's have a look at tax planning and why effects tax planning is so important. There is a saying, I think you've told me about this before, about don't let the tax tail wag the investment dog. Can you remind our listeners what this means? And actually, do you agree with it?
You're a very attentive student, Howard. Thank you for reminding me of that. Yes, I do. I say that quite a lot. I know that my partners and senior partners and myself see this as a maxim. You know, how whilst the tax tail should not necessarily wag the investment dog, there are numerous benefits to what you might describe as strategic tax planning, especially for expatriates who, because of their nationality and their new place of residence or even domicile, they have what we call cross-border considerations. They're in a foreign currency jurisdiction, the euro. They may have allegiances to sterling. They may have a preponderantly sterling-denominated investment portfolio. Whereas once an individual becomes, if you like, a more international individual, they are open to discussing a more diversified international range of investment choices. And if you can wrap that up into tax efficiency, you're probably a long way down the line to becoming an investment winner.
Well, we've talked before, Bill, about real returns when discussing investments and the effect of inflation. Should taxation also be included when calculating real returns?
I think it should. I mean, real returns means that the return, generally speaking, it's an expression used to describe the return on your investments after the impact on your return of the prevailing rate of inflation. And it's very difficult for individuals who who favour UK sterling, the GB pound sterling, and who live in a euro economy, very difficult for them. In many respects, those individuals continue to own UK property, they have UK expenses, they have their life and living expenses in the euro. It's very difficult for those individuals to accurately calculate what their true inflation rate is. So sometimes people think they've made 8 or 9 or 10% this year from their investment portfolio without fully appreciating that maybe 3 or 4% of that has gone away from their spending power by virtue of inflation. And I think as you get older, inflation doesn't get lower, it gets higher. Medical insurance and other things like that become more costly. Motor insurance becomes more costly. Medical treatments, you know, pharmaceutical stuff, it all becomes more expensive. And the truth of the matter is that in addition to inflation eroding your net disposable income and the real return you're getting, the tax take out of your gross pays no attention to the impact of inflation. The tax take comes off of the gross before there's any allowance for inflation. So it's a kind of a double whammy. You lose value from your spending power by virtue of inflation. And before you even get to that stage, you'll have lost whatever tax you're paying off the top of that as well. So I believe that the expression real returns ought to include inflation and the tax payable on your returns.
Yeah. Well, Bill, let's look at some of the benefits of tax planning in Spain now. Can effective planning make a significant difference to how much income tax and capital gains tax you pay on your investment income?
I think it can and it does. I think a strategic approach to how you configure the investments you wish to make first and then tag on to those investment choices the most advantageous tax regime that will apply to the particular way in which you have set up those investments. Now, you know, there are lots of opportunities in Spain for, and substantially more than in the UK, opportunities to house your investments in tax-efficient structures, which have been in place for a very long time in Spain, are a legal route to tax saving, because they are there, the tax savings, as, if you like, an incentive to the indigenous Spanish populations to invest through these strategies to make sure that there is a commitment to save and make investments, because all of that money that you save and make investments all goes back into the various economies, of course. The most obvious advantage of a strategic tax plan is that you can reduce your overall liability for income tax without, and capital gains tax, and perhaps any other tax on your savings, investments, your assets and your pensions, but without reducing necessarily your investment returns. That would be counterproductive. I mean, if there is a more, shall we call it, tax-efficient way to hold your capital and assets, it must make sense to explore the potential that that offers and to make it work for you. Everyone knows about tax-exempt saving plans in the UK, individual savings accounts. Those are tax-exempt by the UK authority, the UK tax authority, under government guidance to incentivise thrift from the UK population. But, of course, those are saving plans into which many people have put hundreds of millions, which has obviously benefited the economy, because that's where this money eventually ends up, in a global sense, I suggest. But the truth is that those contributions into individual savings accounts in the UK, for example, are limited to a maximum capital sum each year. Now, the same or similar arrangement applies in Spain through a variety of different strategies, but where you can put the whole of your investment portfolio within that structure, not limited, unlimited. You could put, if you've got 10 million, if you're lucky enough, 10 million, you could put 10 million in it. And that will wrap it up in a way in which it no longer becomes liable to capital gains tax, where the income tax liability on the rising income is very much reduced and sometimes down to zero, where you can make changes in your investment strategy without the general cost that you would otherwise incur. So there are lots of means of dealing with tax planning in Spain, and they are fairly sophisticated and they are not easily understood. You do need advice on the best route for you. There isn't, a one size fits all. But again, you know, Blevins Franks have been doing this for 40 years and successfully with thousands of clients across the whole of Europe. And I suggest that if you really do want to maximise your returns, your real returns, then it's a good idea to talk to Blevins Franks, because when we work out what you're trying to achieve, we try to do what we can to meet your objectives reasonably, sensibly, but taking into account inflation, taking into account the possible tax liability, make sure you end up with what you expected as a net result rather than as a gross result.
Yeah. So what about your heirs? Can you reduce Spanish succession tax and UK inheritance tax for your family if you plan ahead?
Oh, yes, of course you can. I mean, the sooner you start to plan, I mean, obviously, if you're wealthy and your estate is going to be liable to inheritance tax in the UK, and I'll explain a bit about that in a moment, or succession tax in Spain. One of the great difficulties in this area is that the double tax treaty, which is in place between Spain and the UK, is there to prevent tax being paid on the same income or growth or assets twice, but in both jurisdictions. Unfortunately, inheritance tax and succession tax do not to come into the double tax treaty at all. And if you're a domicile of the UK, which means you still have some association with the UK sufficient for the revenue to consider you a domicile, and that is something that is a more complex subject than we've time to discuss here, but if you're a domicile of the UK, and I would say that probably at least 75%, I would think, of UK expatriates, without taking particular action, 75% of them are still domiciles of the UK based upon the lifestyle that they have. And at the same time, they're resident of Spain. And you only need to be resident of Spain to be liable for succession tax in Spain, and you're liable for UK inheritance tax if you're a domicile. There is a route to avoid paying tax in both jurisdictions, but it's not straightforward and it's complex. And you don't really want to leave that issue to your beneficiaries, your spouse, your children. So in the circumstances, the sooner you start to plan, as I say, the better. In the financial services industry, inheritance tax in the UK, and to some extent, to a slightly lesser, but some extent, the succession tax liabilities in Spain, we consider those to be almost a voluntary tax, because and by that it sounds rather stupid, but what I'm trying to say is that if you don't do something about legitimately arranging your affairs so as to avoid the worst implications of it, you are volunteering to pay a significant amount of your accumulated wealth away to either the tax authority of Spain or the tax authority of the UK unnecessarily. I mean, it is one of those taxes that has grown exponentially over the last few years, and it's become a soft target for both the Spanish and the UK tax authorities, because once you fall off your perch, there is your pot, and they pretty much have enough information to know how much of it they can take, and it becomes easier every year to take more and more money, which has been the case in Spain and the UK for the last 7 or 8 years.
Yeah. So, Bill, can tax planning provide any other benefits besides reducing tax bills?
It can. It provides a huge advantage in if you set your affairs up in one of the approved tax planning structures I mentioned earlier. It can save you a huge amount of administration costs, of concern. But the most important thing is that if we're going to discuss with a client how they should position their affairs to get the maximum tax benefits, then frankly that strategy takes us through to reduced income, capital gains and inheritance tax bills and some other related taxes as well. It's simply a question of sitting down with the expertise that we have within Blevins Franks, having operated within Spain for nearly 40 years, providing solid, dependable, legitimate, regulated tax advice and investment advice to our clients, so that you become aware of what you may do to reduce your tax liability legitimately, and then consider whether you need or want to take advantage of that advice.
I presume, Bill, if you live in Spain, your tax planning needs to be specifically set up for Spain to receive the full benefits.
Yeah, I think it's easy. We do meet a number of people who are quite well-intentioned and intelligent individuals who come to our offices and who make some very, very good choices about investment and tax planning. But it is easy to get DIY tax planning wrong, especially as the regulatory framework changes pretty much continuously. Expatriates have added, if you like, an additional complication of having to deal with the tax rules, generally speaking, of more than one country at a time, when at the moment we're going through a period of intense global tax scrutiny. And getting it wrong doesn't mean just that you may pay more tax than you should. Getting it wrong can also lead to a very unwelcome and unexpected tax bill for you and your heirs, and indeed, if you get it wrong big time, you can be sitting in front of a tax investigation, which, in many cases is life-changing, and it's the last thing in retirement when you've made a genuine mistake that you need to be involved in. It's important to make sure, however, that tax planning we're talking about isn't carried out in isolation or as an afterthought. It has to be a structural, strategic, fundamental part of your investment, pensions, estate planning, and your overall wealth management approach, if you like. So that you set something up which has got a life expectancy beyond yours, but which is subject to regular review, so you can adjust the arrangements and keep up with any of your life changes or tax reforms that might affect you and your investments, including frequently new opportunities that crop up. And so, as I say, I think it really does merit talking to an impartial advisor.
Yeah. And how can people get in touch with you, Bill? I guess the website is excellent.
Yeah, the website's it's a pretty comprehensive website, and we've had lots of compliments about it. I mean, if you look at it and you don't think it's giving you the sort of stuff you want to know about, please contact us and let us know what you'd like to hear about. But in the website, lots of articles about tax planning, obviously, lots of issues in there that you may find of interest. Go to the website at www.blevinsfranks.com, and you'll find there contact details for an office close to where you live. And as I say, if you really feel that you may not have got the best of tax planning advice, if you don't have a proper strategy wrapping your investments or your wealth up, then I think you should give Blevins Franks a call and talk to them about whether or not they can improve your net disposable income, whether they can improve the amount of capital you will retain both during your lifetime because of capital gains tax savings, but also how much more of your assets can pass over to your beneficiaries at the time when you pass them on. So there's a lot to lose and everything to gain. I suggest a contact with Blevins Franks, as I say, at the address closest to you, and you can get that from www.blevinsfranks.com.
Interesting as always, Bill. Next week at the same time, we'll be discussing the UK statutory residence test. Look forward to that.
Yeah, it's a relatively recent piece of new legislation. It was previously impossible to know for certain whether you met the residence requirements because the revenue audit always had discretion. But one massive court case led to the law changing, or a new law being introduced, which now makes it really a series of tick boxes to check through before you can be absolutely 100% certain whether you are or are not a UK resident. But lots of people fall at the hurdle of understanding this because it is fairly complicated. So I'll try to simplify it next week and get the message across of how you might determine your resident status for sure yourself.
Thank you very much. We'll talk again then. Have a nice week.
You too, Howard. Take care.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.